B-Pod Studios.
Mike Bisnelli Show. 3 o'clock hour is brought to us by Corpolis Bakery and Deli. World famous tomato pie and hoagie party trays, every bit as good. So that dunk contest, I've already decided now. Well, that dunk contest is on, when is that, Saturday night?
Yeah.
Saturday night, I'm binging Lieutenant Joe Kenda. I'm not watching that dunk contest. There's nobody in there I want to see.
No, I'm not going to watch it either. But I don't blame
Homicide
you.
Hunter. Binged Saturday night.
Now, the dunk contest, yeah, dunk contest is always last. So, yeah, I won't watch it either.
By the way, I caught a good movie on late, an oldie but goodie, on late last night.
What'd you watch?
As I nestled into bed, and it kept me up past midnight. Body Heat.
Well, I've seen that.
Have you seen this movie?
Long time.
Body Heat.
Kathleen Turner as a smoke show back then.
Yeah.
With William Hurt.
Yeah, she does.
The man she dupes.
Yeah.
And they're killing her husband, who is played by Richard Crenna, the Rambo guy.
Yeah.
Right. What a great movie. Natalie, you've not seen this?
I don't recall.
Oh, it's a murder mystery. It's fantastic.
What channel was this on? Like,
It was on
one of those weird channels?
No, it might have been on a Cinemax channel, just a retro.
Yeah.
Cinemax channel.
Yeah.
You gotta catch it. Seriously, it's worth on demanding.
Okay.
Yeah, really. It's so cool. The movie's cool. It's set in a backdrop of like really hot Florida. Like Florida, and everybody's sweating and it's just crazy.
I definitely have heard of it. Maybe I've seen it.
Yeah.
I just can't bring it to memory now.
It's pretty good. And Ted Danson's in it.
Oh, wow.
Ted Danson as the DA who dances like Fred Astaire. It's a crazy movie. Kenny in South Jersey. Kenny, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Kenny?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm good, thanks, man. Hey, look, I wanted to touch on the Colin Kaepernick thing.
Mm-hmm.
And sitting on hold, man, I heard that he accepted a deal with the NFL, some kind of confidential deal.
Yep.
And now I'm even more conflicted. You know, I was down with his cause, you know, but I did understand that, you know, the last time we've seen him on the football field, he wasn't that great. And a lot of defensive coordinators, you know, the one read and run quarterbacks, they don't last long. So all these things I'm thinking about, you know, with this Colin Kaepernick thing, but now that he's settled, it's like his story is almost trash, because like when he tells his story and they, oh, I went up against the powerful NFL, okay, well, what happened, Colin? Oh, I can't say.
Well, here's the good side of it. What he proved is that they colluded to keep him out of the league. So at the very least, he did that. And that makes the league look really bad. So now, if his only goal was to get back in the league because they were keeping him out, and this settlement was part of it, that he'll get a shot to get back in the league, then I'm not that mad at him.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. That, to me, that doesn't sound right, Mike. It sounds like, once you give in and then say it's confidential, we can't talk about it, then, I mean, this is like, you can make up your own conclusion. You know, you got no...
Well, the reason why they can't talk about it is because the NFL doesn't want to admit they colluded.
Exactly. But
so they don't want to look like the bad guy.
They're not admitting to doing anything wrong, and nobody's actually at this point accusing
them. Yeah, but on its face, they've admitted that they did wrong because they paid them a bunch of money to settle the case, and they knew they colluded. So if you look at it that way, then he won a victory. Now, keeping to the cause, you could look at it like, okay, well, he sold out. But then I look at the other side of that is that the only thing he had to do to get back in the league, maybe he had to sell out to get back in the league and ply his profession. So I don't know how mad I can get at him.
Look, I'm not mad at him either, but it seemed like if he went out against the NFL and they settled, well, you know that was a nice piece of change right there. You know, so if he's settled, he can continue to go on with his cause. You know, if it was all about the cause.
All right. Well, then that's all good. Maybe he doesn't want to get back in the league. Maybe he needs that money to continue the cause.
Maybe he was smart enough to know also that these defensive coordinators was after him. And that one read and run don't make it in the NFL.
So I don't know, man. I think he sure changed about like how good he was. Even in his stink year when he played, his numbers were pretty good in that last year he played with San Francisco.
And then you can also say he didn't have much to play with.
Right. You know? But look at his numbers. They weren't that bad.
It wasn't totally awful, but that's why I'm so conflicted about it. But listening to you guys, you have a wonderful take on it. Yeah. I'm glad I listened.
Well, thanks, Kenny. I want to see the guy compete for a job in the NFL. That's what I want to see. Because that's basically what they kept him from doing. Because of his protest, which to me, his protest, aside from a few things that really rankled people, his protest originally was the protest against social injustice, which was a righteous cause. Now, because he did that, he got blackballed from a league. That's not right. And he proved it wasn't right.
Yeah, getting 70, now I'm looking at reporting of 60 to 80 million was the settlement.
Mm-hmm. Well, if it's 60 to 80 million, then he's probably not going to get back in the league.
Okay. But if you get 60 to 80 million.
They pay him 60 to 80 million to go away.
All right. That means the NFL's admitting it. Mm-hmm. You just got 60 to 80 million tax free because the settlement.
Right.
So that's like $120, $150 million dollars. With tax free, you get 60 to 80 million.
And the NFL got a bargain out of that because had they gone and proved collusion in court, they would have got socked with punitive damages.
But then the appeals process, he may have never lived to see that money. He gets this money. Because they didn't even want that when they lost the trial with the concussions, they still haven't paid anybody any money. NFL would have, he would have never saw that money. He'd have been an old man. He gets that money. I can't say he sold out. If you get $60 to $80 million and the league is basically admitted, because why settle if you did nothing wrong, NFL? So we know they're guilty. To me, he didn't
sell. And obviously, the condition of it is that he doesn't disclose that they admitted they colluded, and or he doesn't get the money.
Right.
So that's the hammer they put down on it to make themselves look better.
Well, and he got his point across.
He did.
So he got his point across, and he still got paid.
Yes, he did. All right, let's see if he gets back in the league. Philip in Westchester, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Philip.
How you doing, Mike?
What's up, Phil?
First I want to ask, are you asking a question, or are you making a statement when you say Colin Kaepernick sold out?
I'm asking the question. Did he sell out?
Because my thing is, like some of the other two guys who commented on this, saying it, like, they lost respect for this guy. I'm like, if you have a problem that you think that he may have abandoned a protest, I mean, his point, you can protest that. You don't need him to protest that. If you have a problem with it, then the problem is still obviously going on. If you have a problem, you don't need another man to protest something for you. If you have a problem with it, you protest it. And his initial protest, it wasn't for the masses. He was doing it behind the bench, and a camera saw him not standing up. So he never necessarily intended this for this to be out in the open. It was
intended it to be out in the open. It's the only way you get the effect of a protest out there is it's got to be in the open. Hidden in a cave.
I'm not even going to go down that rabbit hole. But the thing is that, I think people want this guy to be, and say if he didn't accept his money, and it's not just him, it's Eric Reed too. Both of them are cashing in on this.
Mm-hmm.
So if he wants to continue to go down that road, the NFL can extend this forever. And eventually he will run out of money trying to contest this in court. So what do people want? I mean, if these people still have a problem with it, you protest. You know what I mean? You have a problem. You don't need him to do this.
Yeah, well, all right. Listen, you will agree, though, Philip, that the league paid him to go away. Now you can go different layers to that. They paid him to go away, but in paying him to go away, they admitted they colluded against him, which substantiated his point.
Right, because someone said that if they were to go in court, so many things will have to be revealed on why all these other quarterbacks was getting jobs over here. So much, it's better for them to settle this now.
Exactly.
To settle this
it
now.
Definitely is better. Now, you don't have to take it. He didn't have to take it, Philip.
Well, how else are you going to get $80 million?
Well, but I thought it was the cause that was most important.
But the cause doesn't stop, though, Mike.
Okay. All right. Well, the cause stops if he's not in an NFL uniform. Then he's just Colin Kaepernick preaching on the stump somewhere. You know, the NFL uniform gives him the platform to protest. Now that's all gone away. That's been bought away from him. Even if he gets back in the league, there's probably provision. Okay, we're going to pay you this. Probably in this settlement, if you do get a chance to get back in the league, you cannot kneel down or whatever. Just like they put that thing in that put $100 million towards a certain cause. right?
I don't know. Yeah, see, I actually, the more I think about it, I think in no way, shape, or form did he sell out. In no way, shape, or form. I don't think so. I think that,
Did they pay him to go away?
I think they paid him. I don't know if they paid him to go away because I don't know if he's going to go away.
Mm-hmm.
I think they paid him because they were caught. I think his attorneys found something. And I think it happened, the thing they found was in the state of Texas between the Houston owner and the Dallas owner.
What's he do now? What's his move now?
If he got 60 to 80 million, you don't go back and play football. Because why get your brain bashed in when you're rich?
Because that's what you want to play. It's what you fought for that the whole time. You wanted to play.
What you do now is you take some of that money and now you mobilize. Because he's more powerful not playing.
Well, I think it was almost more the principle. And if you think about the names that he's been compared to, like some of the callers have said, Muhammad Ali and these great, people who have protested for social injustice of the past. A lot of those people paid the ultimate price.
Muhammad Ali didn't take money.
No, I understand that. But
it was a little different, though. Ali went back to boxing because he had to. If somebody had cut Muhammad Ali an $80 million check, he wouldn't have never fought for
Frazier. Right, and it's, should Colin Kaepernick have to pay the ultimate price? Which is what? Never getting a job in the NFL or not being compensated? And is that final closure? I mean, I don't know if that's fair. You know, why does that make him less of why does that make him a sellout if he doesn't, does he have to pay that price? You know what I mean? For the cause, considering the cause is, everybody knows the cause. It's been talked about. It's caused this huge uproar for years.
The only thing this rubs against is the Eric Reed comments when Malcolm Jenkins.
Yeah.
And Chris Long and all those guys, and they made a deal with the NFL, and Eric Reed called him a sellout.
Yeah, now, but that was different. He got, just individually, he just got more money than the league gave to that whole players' coalition. So now, with that money, he could take the NFL's money. Mm-hmm. And now mobilize in a much better way than Malcolm Jenkins, no disrespect to him.
Like public speaking?
Public speaking, he can do all kinds of. He can use sports too.
But his ultimate, if he gets back in the league, isn't that the ultimate mobilization? Because if he gets back in the league, he is the living and breathing example on television every Sunday of his cause.
That's a fair point because he got their money. He can use that to mobilize. Then take more of their money, and then you see the face of the movement every week. So, yeah, that could be it, too. That's a good point, Mike.
Frankie in South Jersey. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Frankie.
Hello?
Frankie, what's up, bud?
Hey, how are you?
Good.
All right, so, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
This arms race in the East, right, acquiring players.
Uh-huh.
And for a while, I've heard you guys talk about how the Sixers have the best squad.
Yep.
So how do you rank, who has the best squad in the East? You know, do you include coaches in that? In factoring who is the best team in the East?
Well, is Milwaukee's coach supposed to be better than Brett Brown?
Well, I mean, obviously.
Budenholzer?
Well, I mean, obviously, I look at
personnel only. I have put the onus on Brett Brown to take this home now. Personnel only, I don't think there's anybody that can match the Sixers. Starting lineup, certainly nobody can, and I think their bench is deep enough to get done what needs to get done. So the onus is on this head coach.
Yeah, but look at it this way. Does an average team with a good coach become an above average team with a good coach?
Maybe.
So that all things equal, I mean, wouldn't the Celtics still be the better team?
Because they have a great coach?
Not a great coach, a better coach.
I think personnel ultimately wins. If you have the best personnel, you're going to win. I don't know that you can coach your way with lack of personnel to an NBA championship. This is the NBA. In college, you could do that. In the NBA, you can't.
Yeah, and I would agree with you, except the last two times we've seen the Sixers play the Celtics, he's been out-coached. And so
he has. So let's factor this in, just to play with your point. I think the Sixers are better than Boston. But to play with your point, the Sixers might not play Boston. It's very likely that they don't play Boston in the playoffs. If you extrapolate it out and put your diagram out,
right?
Like the Sixers have a chance to finish third and play the sixth place team in the first round of the playoffs, then they wouldn't play Boston in the second round. The only way they could play them would be for the title, and Boston's probably going to get beat by Milwaukee or Toronto.
Okay.
That's the way I look at it. But, you know, you raise a good point. To me, the best personnel, I believe the Sixers have the best personnel top to bottom, role players, defensive perimeter defenders. All that stuff goes into the equation for me. They've got the best starting five, and it's proven, in the East. So if the bench is good enough, and I believe it is, it's now on the coach's shoulders to bring that home. As a matter of fact, to me, you know, I'm not going to sit here and go, well, Brad Stevens is a better coach, so I guess the Celtics are going to win. No. Personnel, in the end, making plays late in the game, wins games. Now, they haven't been able to beat the Celtics, I understand. But I believe they have enough information, for crying out loud, to beat the Celtics finally if they get in a film room and study what they do to them and counter. For the life of me, I can't understand how it hasn't happened. Wayman in West Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Wayman.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's up, Wayman?
Oh, I'm okay. Look, I'm talking about the Philly. You were talking about the Philly story about they getting Bryce Harper and they're going to win the World Series.
I said they have a better chance
to win the World Series.
Right. They have the best. That gives them the best chance to win if they get this guy. Right now, they're not good enough to win, in my opinion.
So my opinion is that I'm a huge Phillies fan. I've been watching since I was 13, and I'm 59 now. So that's how much Phillies I got.
Yeah.
Look, I like Bryce Harper. He's a good ball player. But if they sign him, they're going to need a whole lot more.
No, they're not. And here's why.
You'll need another starter?
Well, here's what I'm about to analyze. With Bryce Harper in the lineup, this is a 5-6 run a game team. At 5-6 runs, and your good bullpen, your bullpen is going to hold off the other team more than not. So with an offensive lineup that they have that can hit 200 home runs, and a bullpen that can take over from the sixth inning on, that gives them the edge.
But Bryce Harper was on the National back in, what, I'm not a National fan, but Bryce Harper was on the National back, what, 17, 16? And that team was supposed to have been the greatest team ever put together, and they had more talent than this team, and he couldn't get that team out of the
I don't know if they had more talent. Did the Washington Nationals have 200 home runs in their lineup?
Back in the, what, 16, 17?
I don't think so. I don't think they had 200 home runs in their lineup. You look at the Phillies lineup, they got 200 home runs in it.
You think Reese Hopkins and Bryce Harper and who else? Give me some other guy take 200. Who? I mean,
Franco will hit 20. McCutcheon will hit 20.
Okay. Well, if they still
Real Muto will hit 20.
We hope so, but then we still got
to. These are what these guys do. They do. The 20 is a conservative estimate for these guys hitting home runs in that ballpark.
But once you get past Arrieta and Noah, look at the rest of the guys you got to pick for it with.
I understand that. That's why the bullpen comes in. The Phillies are going to have to win offensively this year. You've seen teams do that before.
Yeah, that's true. But they will have a much better chance with Machado because he's a much more timely hitter.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they get
both. Yeah, I disagree with you. Bryce Harper hits 45 home runs in Citizens Bank Park.
What? That's no different than he's just a young Reese Hopkins. Reese Hopkins is going to be where he's at someday.
I know what your point is. So, listen, if you've got Machado at third base, who plays right field? You don't get the same amount of home runs out of right field.
Well, you can always get another player and throw him out there in right field.
Who?
You can get
another player, throw him out there, he's going to hit home runs? Who's that? Where are you going to pick him off a tree?
No, you can get him from anywhere.
You can't get him from anywhere. Guys that hit home runs. You don't get him from everywhere. That's my whole point. That's why I won Harper. So I can keep the 20 home runs at third base and get 45 in right field. If I've got Machado, he's going to hit 30 to 35 at third base. And out of right field, I'm going to get what? 20 at the most? With a platoon?
No, with the platoon, you'll get 30.
You don't get 30?
You'll get 30.
Where am I getting 30? From
Williams
right field
and Altair? Yeah, you'll get 30.
From Altair and Williams?
I think you get 30 total.
Altair's going to learn to hit a baseball again.
I think you'd get 30 between the two. That's not a great amount. I do. I like Machado's not as big a drop off for me as he is for you.
I don't think he's a drop-off. I'm just worried about right field. I don't want to platoon guys that I don't believe in. I don't want to platoon fourth outfielders as my starters.
I like Nick Williams more than you.
I don't understand how. Really, I don't understand how you like Nick Williams better than I. Like, what does Nick Williams give you that's so wonderful?
I think
he's a fourth outfielder.
I think he was a little late, a little bit of a later bloomer, and it's coming.
All right. 610-632-0975. All right, the Nationals did hit 200 home runs in 2016. All right, it didn't work out for them. I'm just saying, I look at this Phillies team, I share the same concern, 3, 4, 5 starters. But the formula they're going to have to win by is they're going to have to outscore teams and hope the bullpen holds them off. Back after this, Mike Mussinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Time to update the Twitter poll at 3:30 on the Mike Mussinelli Show. Don't forget Valentine's Day package coming up at 4:30. We'll have one final winner, and then we will have Natalie at 5 o'clock pick the grand prize winner. That's right, the Love Sex Music Medley coming on at 4:30. Brian Westbrook also joins us at 4 o'clock. 3 songs strung together in 3 seconds. The 5th winner will happen today. And the grand prize consists of a $500 Physique barbecue fire pit from Landis Block, Angel Heart Diamond Necklace, Steven Singer Jewelers, a pair of tickets to see Billy Joel from Ticketmaster.com, $150 gift card to Jasper's Backyard and Conshohocken, and a chauffeured Rolls Royce for a night, courtesy of Imagine Lifestyles Luxury Rentals. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll, brought to us by Paul B. Moyer & Sons.
Over 1,100 votes so far on this. Mike, how do you feel about baseball now compared to how you felt about it in the past? 15% like it more, 44% like it less, and 41% feel the same.
44% like it less?
Yeah.
Well, that's because they don't have Harper. Yeah, Harper, take the poll again, and what's going to... I just did some math.
Okay.
225 home runs, this lineup.
All right, layer it out.
Here it is. 45 Harper.
Yep.
35 Hoskins.
Yeah.
20 Franco.
Mm-hmm.
15 Segura.
Yep.
10 Hernandez.
Yep.
25 Real Muto.
Yep.
20 McCutcheon.
Yeah, and he may get more.
15 O'Double.
Yeah.
Your boy, Nicky Williams, for 10. All off right. The bench. Altair off the bench with 10.
All right.
Jetpacks. 10. The beefed up Scotty Jetpacks.
Yeah, okay.
10.
Yeah.
Knapp, 5. Quinn, 5.
Mm-hmm.
225.
I like those. I like the number. They actually could go over that, too.
There you go. Conservative.
Yeah, that's a pretty conservative.
Although Williams out there, I don't know if they get 20 collectively. I don't know.
Williams had.
Get playing time enough to get that.
Williams had 17, and according to the manager,
mm-hmm.
they're going to play some center field, too.
Okay.
So
both of them can play center field.
That's what I mean. So yeah. You see them in center field, too. So that would be enough at-bats probably for him to get the double digit.
All right. It's a power pack lineup with Harper. Yeah. Now you take the 45 away, you're not as good. And you're not winning anything. But if you had 225 home runs, you're going to score a lot of runs.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go Steven in Reading. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Steven.
Hey, Mike. How you doing, buddy?
What's up, Steve?
Hey, I just want to quick, before I get to my baseball point, commend you on the Kaepernick conversation. You always ran into it, not away from it. I think you deserve to be commended for that.
Well, thank you. I mean, it's not something you can run away from. Right? It's really in front of our face.
No, I agree completely with you. On to my baseball point, I think you guys were talking earlier about the, and I believe it's more economic based as to why people don't like baseball. I mean, I think a good point is you were saying earlier, revenue's up, baseball players are getting paid more.
Mm-hmm.
Not nearly as much as they believe, but
mm-hmm.
that has to be passed down somewhere. The average Joe can't afford to go to more than 10 games a year. And that's on average Joe if you're going. I shouldn't have to pay $15 for a can of beer.
The trend is now that they're tightening the belt a little more. So they're allegedly the players are making less as we come into this year.
I get that. It's just you can't, in my opinion, we can't say, oh, it's a free market society. Mm-hmm. Every other league has regulations in place.
Mm-hmm. Is a businessman entitled to make as much money as he can? Is a team owner entitled to make as much money as he can? I guess he is.
I mean, philosophically, I don't believe that he is. I mean, we don't need more billionaires.
Wow.
At the end of the day, though, it comes
listen,
it
if
comes
you're
down.
Fortunate enough to own a baseball team, I can't begrudge you. I mean, that's a you got an asset to go dump a ton of money on your lap.
You've already got a ton of money. the baseball wasn't created to make money.
Is there a salary cap on owners? They're only allowed to make a certain amount of money. People in America can make as much money as they can.
But then we can't complain when people are not liking the sport for that.
They're not liking the sport because the owners are making a lot of money. They're not liking the sport because the sport itself is not turning them on for some reason.
Well, the sport itself is struggling to attract people. There's because of this like you said, this free market society for people to be able to make whatever they want. You can't sit there and say, okay, well, you can make $300 million, and then when people want to wait out for $305, be surprised when people are turned off by it.
Yeah, I don't think they're being turned off by the money part of it. Yeah. I really don't. Are Philly fans going to be turned off by the money part of it because they overpay Bryce Harper to be here? No, they're going to be delighted. They're not going to withhold their money to buy tickets. They're going to buy more tickets. You give a fan base a good product, they're coming to the park. It's as simple as that.
I disagree with that.
I don't know how you can disagree with it. It's proven all over America, all over baseball, that when you're a contender, people flock to your park. They don't stay away from your park. There's only one city in America where they stay away from the park when the team's good, and that's Pittsburgh. And that's why that team shouldn't even have a baseball team.
And Tampa.
And Tampa, because they're all transients.
Yeah.
San Francisco, they come, don't they? Dodgers, don't the Dodgers? They come to the Dodgers?
They sell out all
yes,
the time.
Yes, they do. St. Louis?
Big time.
Huh? Anytime you're a contender, you're in.
Boston, both New York.
There you go.
The Yankees.
Huh?
Yeah.
Ted Fishtown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ted.
How you doing, Mike?
What's up, Ted?
I want to throw something by you. You tell me what you think. You're a counselor. But this lawsuit went on for 2-3 years, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible that the attorney fees and legal fees could somewhere go up to $50 million or $100 million itself? And the NFL not only would be responsible for theirs, they would also be responsible for Kaepernick.
Correct. Correct. The lawsuit probably included legal fees, that the Garagos' legal fees as well.
Right.
Yes.
And this doesn't even touch on what he may be awarded.
Mm-hmm. But here's the beauty of this whole situation.
Damage control, Mike.
You're absolutely right. But you know what would have been further damage control? If Goodell would have stepped up to the plate and got one of his buddy owners to actually hire Kaepernick. That shoots the collusion suit full of hell.
I agree 100%.
So they'd rather pay $60 million than to let a guy in their league. Think about that for a second.
I understand. I know that's what's going on. You know, and when this all happened, when this all took place, I was behind Kaepernick. 100%. I still am. You know what I mean? My situation is close to his.
Uh-huh.
Not so much. My parents being from Poland, they grew up under communism and Russian law, so they never had a voice. They never had a mouth. They couldn't choose religion or even what they wanted to eat.
Yeah.
So you use what tools are available to you. And that's what Kaepernick did.
I agree.
And I applaud him for that.
All right. And now, the more I think about this, the more I think that there is absolutely, unless he's got some kind of tacit agreement that somebody's going to give him a shot to get back in the league, he has no chance to get back in the league. Because they just bought him out of the league with that. That's what they did.
Maybe.
Unless Garagos is slick enough to get some kind of a tacit assurance that some team is going to bring him in to compete for a job.
Yeah.
I don't know what the settlement is.
That's a lot of money.
They block, now go away. Here's 80. Bye-bye. Go away. We won't hear from you again.
Or they said, here's 80, and you don't comment on it, and you just kind of continue with the winks and say, hey, owners in Texas, let's keep it a wink.
Yeah.
You want him out. Don't go writing emails.
Right. But we don't have to bring him in because now we've already settled the collusion. It's a lawsuit anyway. He can't refile it.
Yeah, so tell him be quiet about it.
Right,
so,
exactly.
Yeah, like be quiet this time because you couldn't be quiet the last time.
By the way, we had a caller a couple calls ago. His name was Wayman. I started to think, how many Waymans are out there?
Well, you got Wayman.
Only one.
Tisdale.
Wayman Tisdale.
The late Wayman Tisdale, yeah.
It's the only one I can think of. Not even a country singer named Wayman.
No.
There's Waylon.
Yeah, Waylon. Yeah, there's a few.
No Wayman. I don't think you can come up with three Waymans.
Tisdale, him, and that's it?
That's it.
There's an actor named Wayman Lee.
Wayman Lee? Where is he at?
Who is he? What role did he play?
Yeah. He was in Workaholics.
Nah, that's not going to do it.
The Robbery?
Mm-mm.
Chillerama.
Well, that counts. I don't know him, but it counts.
Yeah, it counts.
610-622-0975. Westbrook coming up in 20 minutes right here. 975 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Three forty-six. Mike Bisignelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm looking at an inner office email. Have you seen the?
Yeah, I was like, wait, what's going on? What is he giggling at?
We have tickets for a couple metal bands. Disturbed and what's the other one? 3 Days Grace.
It's
3 Days Grace.
Are you gonna say that?
3 Days Grace, I guess.
Yeah.
Right? So
stop.
It says so. So the first email goes out. We have some tickets for the Disturbed concert.
Yep. Right? Uncatered suite. Yep.
Yeah. And then the second one is all the tickets disappeared. Whomever took the lion's share, please return some. Other people would like to see the show.
Somebody just,
and then Scott Martinez accounted for.
Yeah.
He grabbed a couple right out of the chute.
He went and got his
that
pair.
Metal banger.
That concert's on Monday. So he'll be down there in the suite on Monday.
Oh, my God. You talk about a concert right up his alley.
Yeah.
Oh, Disturbed 3 Days Grace. Oh.
But I don't mind him getting a pair because they were offered. I'm mad at the person who stole 14
tickets. Somebody stole 14
tickets. What did you think?
Some metalhead, not to be identified yet, stole 14 tickets for Disturbed and 3 Days Grace.
And, like, they do realize that their coworkers are going to be at the concert. So if you steal them, there's going to be people who are going to, they're going to find out it was you. Like, what are you doing? Return the tickets.
Now they're never going to return them now that they have to fess up.
They have to fess up.
I took 12 Disturbed tickets. Here they are back.
Yeah. Yeah, that person.
You like Disturbed that much?
You're identifying yourself as a thief if you return them.
That's what I mean.
Well, what's the alternative?
Return now.
So now you just don't go? You just keep them and don't go to the concert at all?
We're going to have to put Jay on the case.
You look for the party at 12 in the suite.
Yeah.
That's exactly who they are.
Jason is now the most important employee in the company.
Yeah.
Because now on Monday, he has to go find out who stole them. And Tuesday, snitch. Come on, Jason.
I'm not sure He didn't abscond with 12 for his metalhead buddies. I gotta be honest with you.
He took down the 12.
Dude, let's go see Disturbed. Oh, man, that's just hysterical. By the way, I get caught up because I have these headphones on the whole time, so I listen to all our commercials. I get addicted to these jingles. Addicted to the jingles?
Sing them in here, yeah.
It's the PatriotSoftware.com. Yeah. Save your time and money.
Yeah.
Right? Is that the best one we got?
Awful.
Hell of a company. We love
it. We love the company. There's another jingle that I like, too. I can't remember.
The Charmin.
We're going to have to play the jingle versus jingle for the commercials.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we'll get to
that. Yeah, the Charmin one's good.
Nominate your jingle on Twitter.
Yeah, the
Mike missed 975.
What's the now? The Charmin booty is so oh so cutie.
Oh, the Charmin booty is oh so cutie.
Is that what we got going on with the Charmin booty? Yeah.
Give me a little 3 days grace. I hate everything about you. Arr!
I don't know if that's in the system.
Let's go to Mike and Katja Hocken. Mike, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mike. Yo, Mike. Oh, where are you, buddy? All right, Mike's line was bad there. Dave in Mount Laurel, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave.
Hey, thanks to Mike there for getting me on faster. Happy Friday to you guys.
Happy Friday to you too, Dave.
Hey, thanks, man. A couple quick movie mentions. I heard a while back that Natalie, you're a fan of Mike Myers. I was hoping that you have seen or at least are willing to see an old closet favorite of mine, So I Married an Axe Murderer.
Oh, I've seen that. I haven't seen it as much as I've seen as other ones, but I've seen it.
That's where he came up with the voice for Fat Bastard. He plays himself and his own dad, and the dad's quotes are just hysterical.
I did know that.
Mike, I think you and I have a common closet favorite. I want to give you a quote. I'm going to give you a specific knowledge question. See if you get this. Sky's blue, water's wet, women have secrets.
I don't know. Got me.
All right. That's from The Last Boy Scout. Remember, that was his...
Oh, that's quote. Right.
Right?
Yeah, you're right. There's so many great lines in that one, though. You know?
No lie.
Yeah.
Yep. I love... We're not going to turn this into a movie quote show. I want to talk about Colin Kaepernick. I don't know if I'm disagreeing with you guys. Let me first say that I'm totally behind the cause. I mean, there are real problems out there, and things need to change for sure. But I feel like for three reasons, he doesn't need to come back and play. Number one is I think he made a very valid point just by settling with the NFL, by getting that much money out of them. It may not be that much money to them, but I feel like he reasserted freedom of speech for the NFL players, that they will not be silenced if they make an earnest attempt to make a point. The second is maybe a lesser point, but I feel like potentially his play could distract from the message. And the third one is, and I'm just curious to hear what you guys have.
Why would his play distract from the message?
Because if he doesn't play well, then it might become more the focus. Like I said, that was less the point than I thought it could factor into it.
Mm-hmm.
The last one, and remember the fact that I'm totally behind this, but one thing I've never understood, what the end game is that when do you ever get to plant your flag and declare victory? This is sort of an extreme comparison, but it's sort of like the war on terrorism. When does it ever end? And I feel like he's better off with ad campaigns, appearances, etc. I don't know when he would ever get to say, I've accomplished my goal.
I mean, you have a point. But for that one moment, he shed light on a subject that needed to be shed light on. And if that's the only result he gets out of it, then he's done a good deed.
I agree. I just don't think he has to play to do it.
All right, that's fine. I mean, he wants to play, though. So, you know, if he didn't want to play, then he takes whatever cause he has left and does whatever he wants with it. But I always thought the goal was that he wanted to play in a league. He was getting blackballed in the league. It was unfair. That's why he filed the lawsuit. So, I don't know. Does this defeat his desire to play in the NFL? It shouldn't.
No, if he really wants to play, he should still want to play. That comment that he just brought up, though, is the tough thing. As a black person, the when is like the fight over. Because, like, no doubt about it, like, if you compare like 1969 and 2019, things are absolutely better. But is the fight over with yet? I would personally say no. So then it's like, when is it over? I don't know when the fight is over.
No, and the NFL is trying to at least pay for the fight to be over, at least for a little while to satisfy their financial coffers.
Yeah.
610-632-09. There are two lines open, and Brian Westbrook's coming on. So, yeah, for 5 minutes, you can listen to Disturbed. Hey, I'm going down with the sickness. I'm just kidding. We're back after this. 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.